Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from a listener.
My name's Keith Munslow. I'm a musician, and I'm calling from Providence.
He and his wife drink a lot of seltzer.
I'd say we were buying, like for a week, you know, I mean, certainly 5 or 6, like 8 packs of seltzer.
But that still wasn't enough for them.
We hated it being 10 o'clock at night and running out of seltzer and being like, oh, man.
But then he had an idea.
Wouldn't it be great to never run out?
Keith recently switched to making his own seltzer at home with a soda maker, a machine that makes sparkling water. And he wondered if using it was more energy efficient than buying seltzer by the can. We had Max Kozlov and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Max and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So before we talk about which method is better, will you just explain how seltzer is made?
Well, all seltzers and carbonated beverages in general are made by pumping carbon dioxide gas, or CO2, into a liquid, and that creates the fizz.
Is there a difference between a homemade seltzer and the kind I buy at the store?
Well, to make seltzer at home, you fill your bottle with tap water and then inject CO2 into that water by using a special cartridge.
And when that cartridge is empty, it can be refilled with CO2 and used again.
For store-bought seltzer, the carbonation is done at a factory, and the seltzer is shipped to stores. Then you might drive there and pick them up.
Is there really a difference in terms of greenhouse gas emissions for soda you make at home versus soda from the store?
Well, not in terms of making the actual soda. But remember, seltzer from the store comes in cans and bottles, and a lot of energy goes into not only making them, but also transporting the weight of all that liquid.
And that creates a lot of greenhouse gas emissions.
Soda maker machines, on the other hand, just use your tap water at home, a reusable bottle, and a CO2 cartridge.
How often do you replace those cartridges?
Well, not as often as you open a new can of soda. Each SodaStream cartridge can carbonate about 60 liters of water, which is equivalent to about 170 12-ounce cans.
Okay, that's a big difference. But you said making soda releases CO2. Should we be worried about that getting into the atmosphere?
Well, you're right that CO2 is a major greenhouse gas, but let's put it into perspective.
One study between the Carbon Trust and Coca-Cola UK found that the total carbon emissions for a can of Coke was about a third of a pound of CO2, most of which came from the packaging, which you'd avoid with a seltzer maker at home.
By comparison, the average car releases that much CO2 after driving less than half a mile. Keith probably drives farther than that just to buy his seltzer.
What would you tell Keith?
Homemade seltzer is responsible for fewer carbon emissions than store-bought seltzer.
Does that mean I should rush out and buy a soda maker?
Well, not necessarily. If you drink a lot of seltzer, like Keith, it might be a good idea.
But soda isn't high on the list of things that lead to climate change.
So if you're worried about your greenhouse gas emissions, start by taking fewer trips in your car or eating less meat.
Great. Thanks, Max and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.